Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Thursday, the 23rd of July, 2026. Here's everything you need to know about what's happening across Sheffield today. We start with a major fire on Grimsel Crescent in the S6 area of Sheffield. Seven fire engines were sent to the scene, with several properties affected. People have been asked to avoid the area, while residents nearby have been advised to keep their windows and doors closed because of smoke. We'll continue to bring you any further confirmed updates throughout the day on Sheffield Essentials. Next, Sheffield is getting ready for one of the biggest weekends of the year because tram lines start tomorrow. Fatboy Slim, Cortinas, and Wolf Alice are among the headline acts at Hillsborough Park, with thousands of people expected in the city across the 3 days. And, of course, Tramlines Weekend is much bigger than just the main festival. There are loads of fringe events taking place across Sheffield, so we've done the hard work for you and brought everything together in one place. You can find the lineup, fringe events, travel information, and everything else you need at radioessentials.co.uk/tramlines. Even if you're not going to the festival, expect Hillsborough and public transport across the area to be much busier than usual this weekend. There's good news for IKEA fans this morning. IKEA Sheffield will reopen at 10 a.m. today, following the successful completion of works at the Tinsley store. The store has been closed following an emergency evacuation over a safety concern, but IKEA has now confirmed the work has been completed and the doors will reopen this morning. So if you've been desperately waiting for some flat pack furniture, meatballs, or another packet of tea lights you definitely don't need, today is your day. Parents and dog owners are also being urged to take extra care during the school holidays. South Yorkshire Police says 156 children were injured by dogs across the county during the first 6 months of this year. Police say children can be particularly vulnerable, with many incidents involving dogs already known to them. Meanwhile, disruption continues for passengers travelling between Sheffield and London. East Midlands Railway is continuing to operate a reduced intercity timetable, with several direct services removed and some remaining trains running with fewer carriages. There is currently no confirmed date for the normal timetable to return. The RMT has also announced planned strike action on the 1st, 8th and 15th of August over what the union says are unresolved safety concerns. In regeneration news, plans to transform Sheffield's historic Cannon Brewery site have been given the green light. The first phase of the Neepsend development will create 240 homes, with around 500 planned across the wider site. The developments will also include space for independent businesses and new public areas. And a major restoration of historic Abbeydale Dam has now been completed. The £1.3 million project has tackled leaks and structural problems while helping to protect an important part of Sheffield's industrial heritage. So, what's happening around Sheffield today? There's a hidden history of Sheffield's football heritage walking tour starting at 2 p.m. from the Millennium Gallery. There's a printing workshop in Hillsborough at 3 p.m. and a crystal necklace workshop in Sheffield City Centre also at 3. Tonight, Sheffield Plate hosts a digital marketing meetup from 6 p.m, while you can also take a tour of Park Hill and walk the famous Streets in the Sky. There's Social Gaming Thursday at the Dice Box from 7 p.m, and a cocktail masterclass at Cambridge Street Collective. And Sheffield's unofficial festival warm-up is already beginning, with the first night of Clam Lines taking place tonight. That's your Rate Good Sheffield update for Thursday, the 23rd of July. Remember, for everything you need to know about Tramlines Weekend, including the main festival, fringe events, and travel information, head to radioessentials.co.uk/tramlines. You can catch up with the Rate Good Sheffield podcast anytime at sheffieldpodcast.co.uk/listen. And you can listen to Sheffield Essentials on DAB Plus across South Yorkshire, online, and through the Sheffield Essentials app. Have a brilliant Thursday, Sheffield. We'll keep you updated with everything happening across the city throughout the day.